Sarasvati Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Text 31.
Vishwamyaretat svatanao nishanti.
Vishwamyaretat svatanao nishanti.
Yatavakasham purushat. Paro bhavat
avakasham purushat paro bhavat
vibharti soyam mama garbha gobud
vibharti soyam mama garbha gobud
ahon vilokasya vidambanam hitat
ahon vilokasya vidambanam hitat
Vishwam yaretat svatanao nishanti.
Vishwam yaretat svatanao nishanti.
Yatavakasham purusham paro bhavat.
Yatavakasham purusham paro bhavat.
Vibharti soyam mama garbha gobud.
Vibharti soyam mama garbha gobud.
Ahon vilokasya vidambanam hitat.
Ahon vilokasya vidambanam hitat.
Vishwam.
Vishwam.
The entire cosmic manifestation.
The entire cosmic manifestation.
Yat etat.
Yat etat.
Containing all moving and non-moving creatures.
Containing all moving and non-moving creatures.
Svatanao,
within your body,
nishanti,
at the time of devastation.
Yata avakasham,
shelter in your body without difficulty.
Purushaha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Paraha,
transcendental.
Transcendental.
Bhavan,
your lordship.
Vibharti,
keep.
Saha, that Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Ayam,
this form. Mama,
my.
Garbhagaha.
Came within my womb.
Abut. It so happened. Aho.
Alas.
Vilokasya.
Within this material world of living entities.
Vidambanam.
It is impossible to think of.
He.
Indeed.
Tat,
that kind of conception.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. At the time of devastation, the entire cosmos, containing all created moving and non-moving entities, enters your transcendental body and is held there without difficulty. But now this transcendental form has taken birth from my womb. People will not be able to believe this, and I shall become an object of ridicule. Purport. As explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, loving service to the Personality of Godhead is of two different kinds. Aishwarya Purna, full of opulence, and Aishwarya Shitila. It should be short eyes, Shitila, without opulence. Real love of Godhead begins with Aishwarya Shitila, simply on the basis of pure love.
Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santat Sadaiva Vidoyeshu Vilokayanti Yam shyama sundaram achintya guna swarupam Govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. pure devotees, whose eyes are anointed with the ointment of prema, love, want to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Shyamasundara, Muralidhar, with a flute swaying in his two hands. This is the form available to the inhabitants of Vrindavan, who are all in love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Shyamasundara, not as Lord Vishnu, Narayan, who is worshipped in Vaikuntha, where the devotees admire his opulence. Although Devaki is not on the Vrindavan platform, she is near the Vrindavan platform. On the Vrindavan platform, the mother of Mother Yashoda. And on the Mathura and Dwarka platform, the mother of Krishna is Devaki. In Mathura and Dwaraka, the love for the Lord is mixed with appreciation of his opulence. But in Vrindavan, the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not exhibited. There are five stages of loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead: Shanta, Dasya, Sokya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. Devaki is on the platform of Vatsalya. She wanted to deal with her eternal son Krishna in that stage of love. And therefore she wanted the Supreme Personality of Godhead to withdraw his opulent form of Vishnu. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur illuminates this fact very clearly in his explanation of this verse, which we'll get to in class maybe in 8 or 9 months, the way we're going. Bhakti, Bhagavan, and Bhakta do not belong to this material world. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Mam jayo vyabhicharina bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in the spiritual activities of unalloyed devotional service immediately transcends the modes of material nature and is elevated to the spiritual platform. From the very beginning of one's transactions in bhakti, one is situated on the transcendental platform. Vasudeva and Devaki, therefore, being situated in a completely pure devotional state, are beyond this material world and are not subject to material fear. In the transcendental world, however, because of pure devotion, there is a similar concept of fear, which is due to intense love. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyas chasmi tatvataha. And as confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhaktyaham ekaya grahyaha. Without bhakti, one cannot understand the spiritual situation of the Lord. Bhakti may be considered in three stages, called Gunibhuta, Pradhanibhuta, and Kevala. And according to these stages, that's secondary, primary, and pure. And according to these stages, there are three divisions, which are called Jnana, Jnanamoyi, and Rati, or Prema. That is, simple knowledge, love mixed with knowledge, and pure love. By simple knowledge, one can perceive transcendental bliss without variety. This is called manabhuti. This perception is called manabhuti. When one comes to the stage of Jnanamoyi, one realizes the transcendental opulences of the Personality of Godhead. But when one reaches pure love, one realizes the transcendental form of the Lord as Lord Krishna or Lord Rama. That is what is wanted. Especially in Madhurya Rasa, one becomes attached to the Personality of Godhead. Sri Vigraha Nishta Rupadi. Then loving transactions between the Lord and the devotee begin. This is Prabhupada's rendition of what Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti says in his commentary. And there's some unfamiliar terminology here that we haven't seen before. Prabhupada continues, the special significance of Krishna's bearing a flute in his hands in Vrajabhumi, Vrindavan, is described as Madhuri, etc. Virajate. The form of the Lord with a flute in his hands is most attractive, and the one who is most sublimely attracted is Srimati Radharani Radhika. She enjoys supremely blissful association with Krishna. Sometimes people cannot understand why Radhika's name is not mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, however, Radhika can be understood from the word Aradhana, which indicates that she enjoys the highest loving affairs with Krishna. Shri Krishna Karano Sindo Dinabandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Krishna is the Lord of all creation, Dinabandha, and he's very eager to deliver even the most fallen conditioned souls. What to speak of those who have some love for him? And there is real love in Vaikuntha. It was not to be dismissed as something inferior. It's relatively speaking, from the absolute point of view of Goloka, Vaikuntha is inferior. But it's not material. The residents of Vaikuntha all have pure love, prema. Prema is the most rare treasure. Any living entity who has prema is to be glorified, even if that prema is mixed with Aishwarya Gyan. This is not mundane Gyan. This is not impersonal Gyan. Impersonal knowledge or material knowledge. This is knowledge, awareness of the glory of God, of Krishna, Narayan. There's nothing material about being Krishna conscious. It's just a different mood. It is not as intimate. But Krishna enjoys variety. He doesn't want the same exact food every day. Srimati Radharani never cooks one thing twice. It's always, you know, infinite variety for the pleasure of Krishna. So Krishna is Akila Rasamrita Murti. He enjoys reciprocations in all variety of moods. He likes that he has some devotees stationed in Mathura, in Dwarka, in Ayodhya, with various kinds of moods toward him. He doesn't want everybody to be the same. Srimati Radharani, her role is already fulfilled. We don't need infinite number of Radharanis. One is enough. And each devotee is unique. One of each is enough. We don't need everyone to be stamped out of the same mold. So Krishna is also the variety of himself expanding as Narayana, as Lord Ramachandra, as every other incarnation, each in their own transcendental realm with their own associates and servants in different kinds of moods. So even the Aishwarya Pradhan, Aishwarya Purna, love of God, Krishna enjoys that also. You know, one who has, this is familiar with the Vedic tastes, Shat Rasa. He likes some bitter sabji, not three bitter sabjis, you know, something, you know, I have to eat a half a kilo of bitter sabji, but some small amount of fried Kerala. It adds to the taste of the meal. So for Krishna, who is enjoying, simultaneously with all his devotees, a little bit of Aishwarya again on the part of some of his devotees adds to the relish of his enjoyment. Otherwise, why would he expand like that? Why would he become Narayan if he didn't like being Narayan also? Devaki is not, as Prabhupada points out, in the mood of Vaikuntha. She's close to the mood of Vrindavan. Mathura and Dwarka are close to Vrindavan. Mathura is just on the other side of the Jamuna River. It's a short, you know, you can take a boat ride across in a few minutes.
You can ride a bicycle over the or walk across the bridge. Krishna used to go with his friends from Nandagram all the way to Ramanreti or other places further away to play, 40 or more kilometers. So crossing the Yamuna River, a few hundred meters, to cross from Vraja to Mathura or back and forth, is not a big endeavor or a great distance. Mathura is close, and Dwarka is considered a precinct of Mathura. And they all three are situated on the same supreme planet, Goloka. They're not completely separate realms. But when Krishna, when Akrura takes Krishna beyond the limit of Vrindavan proper, and at Akrura Ghat, at a certain point on the Jamuna, Brahmarada, Krishna and Balaram take their bath. At that time, they leave aside their Krishna-Balaram identities of Vrindavan, and they assume the Krishna-Balaram identities of Mathura. As soon as they step foot outside the proper boundaries of Vrindavan, they become Vasudev and Sankarsana. Krishna never steps. Krishna, in his original form, never takes a step. Vrindavanam parityaja parameka nagachati. Krishna himself and Balaram never take a step outside of Vraja, even to go to Mathura. To go to Mathura, he expands, or he is Vasudev is already within Krishna. It's just that Krishna stays in Vrindavan, and the Vasudev part goes to Mathura. He's still called Krishna. He's still the same person. All that has changed is the mood of reciprocation with his devotees. The place is different. So, to fit in the place, while in Rome, do as the Romans do. While in Mathura, do as the Mathuravasis do. And Krishna immediately shifts his mood as soon as he steps outside of Vrindavan. He's ready to take the role of a kshatriya, to fight, to rule, to live in opulence, to get married, although he doesn't get married until he goes to, I think, he doesn't actually get married until he goes to Dwarka. But he's getting ready to get married. He's settling down. And taking a different kind of role. It's the place that's different. But certain devotees belong to these different places. Devaki belongs to Mathura. I don't think she knows how to make cow dung patties or to do what the ladies in the simple villages of Vraja do. She wouldn't know how to begin to live in Vraja. She's a Mathuravasi. And later on, she and all the other residents of Mathura moved to Dwarka for even more opulent life. Just like because of success in career, the breadwinner makes more money, the family moves up to a fancier place, moves from the village to the city. Like that, Krishna transported all the residents of Mathura to the fantastically opulent Dwarka. They're the same devotees. But even then, the place changes, the mood changes. So being a Mathuravasi and later on moving to Dwarka, Devaki has some appreciation of Krishna's divine opulences. She's more conscious than any Vrijvasi of how Krishna is God. Krishna's opulence is not manifest, Prabhupada says in the purport in Vraja. But it's not that it's not there. There is more opulence in Vraja than there is anywhere else, even Mathura, Dwarka, and Vaikuntha. But it's invisible. It's not manifest. Just like all the stars are in the sky day and night, the stars are not obliterated
It's not that half of the sky doesn't have any stars. There are stars scattered all around the hemisphere of the sky. Not hemisphere, the complete sphere of the sky. It's studded with stars. Southern hemisphere has less stars than the northern hemisphere, but still there are stars all the way around. Not that the daytime sky has no stars. Same stars are there. But they're invisible because of the daylight, because of the glaring effulgence of the sun. So in Vraja there is even more opulence than in Vaikuntha and elsewhere. But it's invisible because the Madhurya, the intensity of the Madhurya, eclipses it, and it's not seen. Anyway, we can see the difference in mood of Devaki in living in Mathura and being a Mathura devotee. She is aware to a great extent that Krishna is God, and that means being aware of his opulence. She's praying here. She's thinking about and talking about how Krishna, she's talking to Krishna, not to Narayan. Krishna's appearing with four arms, but he's not Narayan, he's Krishna. And she's thinking and saying that during the nighttime of Brahma, you take the entire creation within your abdomen. That's her meditation. And she's able to express it elegantly in Sanskrit, eloquently. In contrast, Yashoda saw all the universes in Krishna's abdomen. And she dismissed it as a momentary hallucination. And immediately after seeing it, she didn't comment on it. She didn't verbalize it even mentally. She said, I don't know what that is. That's what she thought. And then immediately went back to thinking Krishna is her completely dependent son. And he's hungry. I have to feed him. She didn't start reciting the Purusha Sukta, falling down doing dandavats and saying, I'm sorry, I forgot that you're God. Please forgive me for my offenses. No, she didn't have a thought of that. Her bhava, her pure love, eclipsed any thought of the fact that Krishna is God, even when he showed her directly all the universes within her abdomen. That is pure love. When Prabhupada talks on the last two paragraphs of the purport about the development of bhakti, that does include also Vaikuntha bhakti. The devotees of Vaikuntha, they do have pure love. You can find even now in South India, devotees in the Sri Sampradaya, especially, who are very, actually, in a proper way, following sadhana that helps them cultivate the mood of Vaikuntha. And some of them are actually liberated even in this life. They're free from anxiety. You can meet people like that who are enjoying transcendental bliss, even living in this material body, because they're following the actual process of Vaikuntha bhakti. And they're experiencing prema. There are people even alive today like that. You can meet them. And they'll tell you they're completely happy and satisfied, even while still living in this world, because they're worshipping Narayan and doing it nicely and meditating on him. It works. You can have it also. If you want to, you can go down there and join the Sri Sampradaya and go to Vaikuntha. Enjoy the benefits even in this life. The process is real. It works. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was offering something even better. So was Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was making it even more explicit, explaining it to us. And his deputies, Sri Rupa Sanatan and Raghunathas, they are the professors in the three departments of the Lord Chaitanya's university, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana departments. These are the three professors appointed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to explain to us, to make us, help us understand this better opportunity to develop a very intimate relationship with Krishna and enter the realm of Sri Vrajadham. Krishna is going to go to that realm very soon. And the next 42 or so chapters of the 10th canto are going to describe Krishna's ecstatic exchanges with his devotees in Sri Vrajadham. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments?
I don't know.
Krishna in Mathura, like, is different from Krishna in the Vrindavan. So is this thing like four hands, or of course people in Mathura with four
hands? Mathura, not always four hands. Sometimes.
Sometimes he's
more often in Dwarka, you may find him with four hands more often in Dwarka. Not always also. We can say Krishna is different. But remember, he's the same person. The mood is different. That's all. He's not that another soul has entered the same body, or, you know, he's ghostly haunted. He's the same person. But a different aspect. God is infinite, so it's a different side of the same person.
Okay.
And Prayojanam. Etesh Brahma Sutranam Vishaya Trayam Bhavati Sambandha Gyanam Abhideya Sambandha Nahi Etet Sarva Bhagavad Gyanam Bhagavad Gyanam Sambandha Gyanam, Tasya Artha, the meaning of Sambandha Gyanam, is to understand identity of God, identity of God's energies, including the jivas, and the relationship, Sambandha. Sri Bhagavan, Sarva Shaktiman Bhavati. Bhagavato, Shakti Bihi Saha Sambandha. Paraspara, Yata Bhagavan, Vashikara Bhavati, Vashakara Bhavati, Tasya Shaktayaha, Te Tasya Vashay Bhavanti, Tadeva, Saeva, Sambandha Bhavati. This is the relationship. God is the controller of his controlled energies, including the jiva is one of his energies. So the how to understand us, ourselves, in relation to God, that is part, an important part, of Sambandha again. Second department is Abhideya again. Abhideyam, kim kartavyam? Abhideyam, abhidatam tasya artha ucharaha atava adhisthanam. Abhida means to speak, but it also means to execute. So Abhideya, in the Vedanta, Abhideya means what is to be done, kartavyam. That's Abhideya. Sadhanam tat Abhideya eva bhavati. Bhakti sadhanam. Jnana sadhanam tat Abhideyam. Kintu sadhanasya sadhya palam kim bhavet tat prayojanam asti. Purpose, goal. So those are the three departments of Vedanta knowledge, and also the three aspects of bhakti education. Is three departments of education in both jnana and bhakti. Are Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojanam. Lord Chaitanya deputized three special devotees to be the authorities, the professors in these three departments. Sanatana Goswami, whose disappearance day is tomorrow, he's the professor of Sambandha jnana. His Ishtadeva is Madan Mohan Dev, who is the Ishtadeva of Sambandha jnana. Rupa Goswami is the teacher of Abhideya, of sadhana bhakti, including Raghunuga bhakti. He's the teacher of Abhideya, and his Ishtadeva is Govindadev, who is the Abhideya Adideva. He's the presiding deity of Abhideya in Vrindavan. And Raghunath Das is the authority on Prayojanam. because his deity is not Gopinath. Gopinath is the deity of Prayojanam, which is Prema Bhakti, especially in Madhurya Ras, the Gopi Bhava. This is, the for us, the ultimate Prayojanam. Raghunatha Goswami was the authority on that. But he did he worship a deity? Govardhan Shila.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but the deity of Gopinath is the presiding deity of Madhu Pandit. Yeah, Madhu Pandit established, yeah. And who worshipped after that? Yeah. Okay. Someone else in prominence. Okay, anyway. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.